thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
You can look for that which does not exist all of your life and you'll never find it. Joy, peace, security from riches. If you think the riches are going to give you those things, you can look all your life and you'll never find it. Righteousness through your own good works, you can try that all your life long and you'll never find that Savior because it doesn't exist. Doing the right things and being a good person and being good to your neighbor and never cursing and always paying your taxes and tithing even at church. You can try all of that all your life long, but there's no Savior at the end of that road if your dependence is on that rather than in Christ, the Lamb of God. You can try to go to the right churches. You can try to do the right things. It doesn't matter. You can look for happiness from someone or something outside of God. You can look for that Savior all your life and you'll never find it. It's never going to be found because it doesn't exist. There's one Savior and His name is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And John says to you and to me, behold and look at Him. Look at Him today. See Him. Do not place your eyes upon anything else but Him. He's the Savior that is true, that is real, that is living, that is at the right hand of God right now, making intercession for you and me. He's the one that is calling you to Himself, not something, not even just me or the church, though we long to see you go to Him. It is Him Himself that is calling you. Nothing else. Meaning and purpose from your job, your children, your own personal idea of holiness. You can look all your life long there. You won't find it. You won't find it. But how many times in our life do we live and say, if I just had this, then life would be okay. If I just had a different job, if I just had this relationship that I want to succeed, if I just had a little bit more money, if I just lived in this place rather than that place, if I just went to that church rather than this church, if I just listened to this one rather than that one, I'd be at peace and I'd have meaning and purpose in my life. You can look all your life long and you'll not find a Savior other than Jesus Christ. He's the only one. Everything else that you look for these things in, you'll find doesn't exist. And John says, behold the Lamb of God. The Savior that you are to look for is Jesus. The one who paid the penalty of sin, the one who has made forgiveness possible. So what Savior are you looking for? For those that know Him, that have found Him, may this cause us once again to rejoice and love the Lord, and may it grow in our life as we go from day to day and get older from year to year to realize that the love of the Savior is the love that fulfills, it's the love that gives peace, it's the love that endures, it does not grow dim, it just grows brighter if we allow God to move and to work in our lives, knowing that we have found the Lamb of God. And that all these other things, we realize that they are no Saviors at all. That Jesus alone is the one who saves. Behold, John says, the Lamb of God who takes away sin. And I love the language, especially in the Greek, this idea, the verb takes away is this idea of to pick up and to carry off. Jesus, with regard to the sin of the world, He lifts it up and He carries it away. He is the only one that does that. Your good deeds could never do that. Your sin would still yet abide with you. But Jesus, the Lamb of God, takes away. He picks it up and carries it away and He deals with it eternally and completely, and He is the only one in which you will find that kind of ability. If you want your sins to be forgiven, if you want to feel peace with God, If you want to know what liberty really means in the Spirit, if you want to really have a relationship with the God of heaven and earth through His Son, it is going to be through Him that you find this forgiveness. Not only that, but He says, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Sin is the greatest tragedy in all of human history. Sin is the greatest tragedy in all of human history. There is nothing that has brought devastation like sin. There is nothing that has brought sadness and brokenness and fearfulness and decay and ruin. Nothing. It is sin that has brought all of these things from the moment it entered into the world. Prior to that point, it was peace and joy and purpose and all of these things that the human heart longs for. But sin itself is the greatest tragedy in all of human history. And John says here that Jesus is the one who will take away the sin of the world. He came to save you, to take care of the sin that of your sin. He came to save the American, the Egyptian, the German, the African, the Indian, all of the world. The Greek word here, when it says that He takes away the sin of the world, that word world is cosmos, and where we come cosmos, and it's the world. It's the people of the world. That's who Jesus came to take the sins away from. Take away the sin of the world. You know, I think at some point there ought to be in our heart a desire, something, when we truly resonate with this, and as I was studying this and thinking about and pondering and meditating upon this thought and this scripture, there's part of me that said, you know, there ought to be within the child of God, when he reads this scripture, there ought to be within us a desire to climb the highest mountain or the highest hill in every nation in this world and proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Whether you are from Japan or China or the United States or anywhere in between, a known country and unknown country, you're in a known place or an unknown place, there is one great common denominator among all men. Jesus Christ came to save the lost, and He came to take away the sin of the world. Yours and mine and everyone's, I believe. I don't care who you are. Jesus came to take away your sin, and He will take it away. And I don't know if we've ever thought much about this. I know I have not. But do you realize that Jesus is indeed going to accomplish what He set out to do, which was to take away the sin of the world? Jesus is going to take it away, one way or the other. Jesus will take away the sin of the world in one of two ways, as Savior or as Judge. As Savior, He will take away the sin of the world in paying the penalty for the sin of those who believe in Him, and He will gather them to Himself in heaven for all of eternity. And the Scriptures tell us that for those who do not come to Him, He will not gather into His home, into heaven, where He says, "Come, enter in, ye blessed of my Father." But He's going to sweep away and cast away all of those who reject Him, who remain in sin. Either way, Jesus is going to take away the sin of the world, either by bringing you to Himself in forgiveness or in sweeping you away in judgment. It's not my thought. Matthew 25 tells us these things. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 34. This is the words of Jesus Himself. "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on His left." Do you see Him taking away the sin of the world both ways, one way or the other? He's going to take away the sin of the world because it's what He set out to do. He's going to set the sheep on His right hand, the goats on His left. The King will then say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And that's often how we think about Jesus taking away the sin of the world. And it's true, but but it's only half the story. It's only half of what Jesus is going to do. It's only half. So many people don't understand this about God, and those who believe that God is more interested in their comfort and happiness and peacefulness here on earth more than He is in His own holiness and in the gospel that He proclaims. But verse 41 of this chapter, verse of 25 in Matthew, tells us also, this is the other side of how Jesus is going to take away the sin of the world. Then He will say in verse 41 to those on His left, depart from Me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus is going to take away all sin. As the Lamb of God, He takes away the sin of the world. He picks it up, carries it off, and He takes it away. And one day when God says to His Son, the Father, it is time, it is now, go back and get your people out of the world. It's time for judgment. It's time for the day of the Lord that's come, and it has come. And then we are going to see these things take place. Jesus is going to take away all sin. Jesus is going to take away your sin. He's going to take away my sin. He took mine away when I was 11 years old, and He saved me. And I, by His grace and by His mercy, I am going to be one of those on the right hand. I am one of His sheep. He is the shepherd, and yet here the analogy is He is the Lamb, John says, the one who paid the penalty of sin, and sin will be paid for. Don't you see, sin's going to be paid for. There'll be no unbalanced accounts when all is said and done. Sin is going to be paid for. Jesus is going to take away the sin of the world. Either as the Lamb who took your sin upon Himself on the cross, and in faith and belief and repentance, you come to Him and submit to Him and ask for forgiveness, and He forgives you, and His righteousness is imputed to you, and you become a child of God, and your sin is taken away. Or in rejection of Him, you will hear Him say on this day that is coming, you are on the left, because I am now forever and eternity separating and taking away sin. And I'm going to sweep it away in the judgment that is coming. He's going to take away the sin of the world. That is certain. That is true. That is what is going to happen one day and perhaps soon. He's going to take away the sin of the world. While there is opportunity, while there is time, may we come to Him in repentance and faith and have His blood be applied to us and our sin reconciled through the cross of Christ, the Lamb of God. But one way or the other, as Lamb, as Savior, or as Judge, He's going to take away the sin of the world. Make no mistake about it. What Jesus sets out to do, He will do. John goes on in verse 31. And he says, I myself did not know Him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that He might be revealed. This powerful witness of John the Baptist, it began by a very clear explanation and a pointing to Jesus Christ, away from Himself, onto Christ. He is the Lamb of God who's going to take away the sin of the world. And He says to the people around Him, this is the entire purpose that I have come, is to reveal Him. I think because John the Baptist, the Scripture, there is so relatively little Scripture about him in terms of volume, I think sometimes we don't fully appreciate just how powerful and how influential this man was and how many came out to follow him. He could have gathered a following to himself, but he doesn't. He points people and he says, this is the purpose that I have come. It is to reveal Christ. And any powerful witness in our own life, by the way, if you know God, if you desire to be a powerful witness for Him, to Him, then this purpose you're going to have to share with John the Baptist. This is why I do what I do, to make Him known. not so that eyes would rest on me, but so that when eyes do occasionally see me, that they then settle upon the one to whom I am looking, and the one to whom they tell me to look. This was his entire purpose. John's purpose was nothing more than to reveal Jesus Christ, to make way a people prepared for him. There's nothing less than that. That was his purpose. Revealing Christ was not a part of the purpose of John. It was the purpose.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.